Fine, fine.
Pull your stuff together.
What is this sound I hear?
Bill, Bill.
Suffering from swollen thighs. Sitting down too much, I suppose. They made a mistake and brought me camphor balls instead.
Did you swallow them?
Yeah, and every time I sneeze, dozens of moths fly out.
What?
Yeah, a covey of moths closely followed by a bevy of silverfish.
A bevy?
Flying in V formation. Light fly on the wing.
Hey, Bill.
Here's a sign of
Bill, now look. Wait a minute.
When the little
Bill,
children...
Bill, now look. Hold everything. Please, Bill, let's cut out the poetry. Nobody wants to hear anything about moths.
Moth in the flame?
No.
Don't you remember Maeterlinck's poem about the moth?
Oh, now, Bill, Maeterlinck wrote about bluebirds.
Practically the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it is. Anyway, you shouldn't sleep with your mouth open.
I don't. I sleep with my mouth closed. They crawl in through the nostrils.
Well, that gives them more room. You do anything about it?
Yeah, I usually drink a couple of glasses of flip before retiring.
And does that kill the moth?
Doesn't help them any. I'm usually awake all night. There's one consolation, though. The moth suffer as much as I do. I feel them flying around in my stomach, screaming with pain.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Fields.
Oh, hello, Werner. Where's your orchestra?
No, that's Edgar Bergen.
Oh, yes, I know. Don't tell me. Hello, Edwin.
Edgar.
Don't prompt me. I know.
Mr. Fields, Charlie wants to say something to you.
Yes. Oh. Hello, Mr. Fields.
Hello, blood poison.
And now, do you feel sorry that you said I was full of termites?
I guess I do. I really haven't had time to give it much thought.
You know, Charlie really loved you, Mr. Fields.
Yes, I do. But I don't think Mr. Fields loves me.
Now, listen, that's gone far enough. I've been a gentleman up to now.
Why, what's the matter, Bill?
Well, he's not going to tell me I don't love him. I'll break every knot in his body.